All right, testing once more. Hello.
Hello.
They're already dropping shit in there. All right. You ever been on a podcast before?
Never.
How do you feel?
Okay.
Yeah, you feel good?
I feel okay.
All right, so we're going to have to talk closer into the mic, otherwise I have to turn the gain up. And I don't like to do that.
I will face this table.
There you go, face the table.
Is this better?
Ooh. Yeah, I don't have a good setup.
It's okay.
If you haven't noticed. I'm trying. I'm not actively trying, but it'd be cool if I could make money and actually get a good setup.
There you go.
Yeah. How's work?
All right. I kind of hate my job.
What do you do?
I make guns.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not necessarily. I don't, well...
You make parts?
No, we start with the base of the gun.
Mostly. The butt?
Yeah, actually, we make the butt. Butts. We make every part for the gun, basically. We have contracts for Smith & Wesson. So we make, like, the magnums and anacondas, pythons.
Anacondas? That's the thing?
It's the biggest gun ever. It's, like, 10 inches long without the barrel.
It's a pistol or a revolver?
It's a revolver, yeah.
And it's 10 inches?
Yeah. Without the barrel.
Wow. Will they pay for your, like, pistol permit if you wanted it?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
I know Mossberg does that.
Probably Smith & Wesson, but mine's, like, the company I work for is just a family-owned business.
Oh, family.
Mm-hmm.
I have family. You got family?
A little bit, yeah.
Hmm. So... Today, all right, so you can't say anything until I introduce you now.
Okay.
All right. It's just a thing I like to do. Okay, so... Don't laugh. You good? All right. So this guest is a good guy. I've known him kind of for years. Well, I mean years at this point, yeah. We went to high school together, but I knew who he was, but I didn't know him. And he knew who I was, but he didn't know me. For some reason, it was like 2014, and he messaged me on Facebook for no reason. And said, like, what do you want? Or some shit like that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? For, like, I think because I commented on, like, Jeremy's shit or something. Yeah, and he tried to start beef. He tried to beef with me for no reason, bro. No reason at all. And then we started working together a couple years later. And then we're like best buds. Good pals, you know? It was cool. He drives a clapped out Impreza super fast. My Kia is no match. he makes guns. So you don't want to mess with that guy. If you break into his house, he will assemble an entire revolver in less than 2 minutes flat and load it and oil it and clean it and shit. You don't want to mess with that guy, dude. Because at that point, you have 2 minutes to get in and get out. And otherwise, you're going to be in a world of hurt. It's over for you. He will protect himself and his family and his possessions by any means necessary with a 10-inch gun, revolver at that. So, you know, those pack a real punch, man. You don't want that. So leave him alone. Don't bother him. Dunder Mifflin, nice. He's paper. He is Steve Carell. That's him. And he has socks, too. You're wearing Crocs? Whatever. He's afraid of dogs. Because I came in here... Alright, not literal dogs. I came in here with my toes out. Because I didn't have time to put on socks. Because he rang my doorbell. I didn't even know this house had a doorbell. And he rang it. So I didn't have time to put on socks. I just got out of the shower, and I took so long because I had to beat off beforehand. So I was running a tad late. But he's here now. This guest, Sammy Whammy. Hi. Hello. You can talk now. Go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
I like the setup here.
We're on a porch.
Very open.
It's rustic. You know, really steampunk. It's not. It's just old. It's like glass shutters on the window, which I feel is really breakable.
70s.
50s. 50s. Yeah, his house is built in the 50s. Dang. That's how you know you made it in life, when you know when your house was built. Yeah. Actually, I didn't make it in life. I just know that because this whole neighborhood was made in like the 50s. That's why all the houses look almost exactly the same, and they're all made of brick.
I'm pretty sure everyone who lives around you was also alive when they made the house.
Yeah, they were probably like 18 years old, like building these houses. Yeah.
That's how most of Portland is. My grandparents built their houses and they live in Portland.
Yeah, everybody here is white. Everybody. There's one black family on the road.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Are they old?
No.
And that's exactly why.
They're, they're like, it's like a family, I think. I don't know. They're probably all like 30s or 40s or something like that. Mm. They seem nice. Everybody else is just nosy as fuck.
Really?
Is yeah.
Make friends with you guys?
Bro, there's just one. There's just one lady. She walks her dog. Everybody in the neighborhood hates her, apparently. Her name is Nancy. She put that private property sign up there.
In your yard?
It's kind of in our yard. I think just private to her yard, but like the sign is in our yard. So I want to dispose of that sign.
Should do it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she's like always causing drama through the whole neighborhood, bro.
What kind?
I don't know, man. But like old white people and their drama is weird. Somebody called the cops on my little sister because she was smoking weed in her car.
When?
Like a couple months ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, it's like, mind your business.
And grow up.
It's grow 2021. Up, bro. It's 2021. Weed is legal in half the U.S. And it's like, who cares, bro? If you don't smoke, or if you've never smoked, or honestly, no, if you're just against smoking, grow up. You're ugly. You're dumb. Mad, stupid, ignorant. What does ignorant mean?
Ignorant? I feel like that's the same black thing. Spiced word, a version of ignorant.
Oh, Sam is black, by the way.
Half. Don't disrespect me.
But don't disrespect.
I take pride in being half.
I don't take pride in being half white.
Why?
It's disgusting.
Why?
When people ask what I am, I just say I'm Puerto Rican. Because I look more... Do I look more Puerto Rican than white?
That's... Okay. If I didn't know your last name is Rodriguez, because that's a dead giveaway, yeah. I would say you're white.
For real?
Yeah.
All the white people don't think I'm white. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, other people, I feel like, all right, but... White people be like, you're half white?
Well, hold on. Now that you're missing something.
Okay, now what?
No, I'm just saying, okay. That makes you look more Caucasian than it does. Because when you had your hair, yeah. It was long and like curly. Like, you could tell there's ethnicity. But now it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to tell. No offense. Nothing wrong with the shine.
All right. It's fine. But yeah, nah, white people think that I look not white. But everybody else thinks they could tell that I'm like part white. But yes, everybody, I'm Puerto Rican.
And white.
But Sam is black.
Not just any black. I am Ghanaian.
Okay. So let's touch on that.
Okay.
Can you say it?
Ghanaian?
No.
Wait, what?
Can you say it real quick?
Can I say what?
Can you say it? You know what I want you to say.
All right, give me 1 second. Why are you running?
No, bro. Bro, that's not what...
I am the captain?
Bro, just say the word, bro.
I don't know what word.
Just say the word, bro.
What word?
I am not allowed to say it.
Oh, that's right, because you're Puerto Rican.
Yep.
Which way should I say it, though? With what side of me?
Don't. The good one.
Nigga?
Thank you. I just wanted it to... Can you say it one more time?
Nigga.
I just want... Emphasis, yeah. I just wanted it to be on my podcast. That's it.
Okay.
You know, I want to ask... Some...
Just give me a cue and I'll say it for you whenever you want to say it.
No, I don't want to say it.
Okay.
But... I don't want to say it. I want you to say it. You know?
Say what?
You tried it. You tried it. But I used to say it.
Say what?
It was the area in which I grew up, especially when I lived in New Britain. I was around almost no white people.
Mostly and Spanish, no? And Polish? There's a lot of Polish
people. Not where I was. Oh. I was in the projects.
Oh.
Yeah. Go. So at that time, at that point in time, it was just a vocabulary word. You know what I mean?
That's how I grew up to be.
It was just a vocabulary word. There was, at that time, I didn't know, you know, it was like a derogatory, you know, term. And up to like 2015, like, yeah, some people care, but nobody was like, you know, I wasn't going to get blasted on the internet for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when you lived in New Britain, was there really social medias?
No. There was MySpace.
You couldn't get blasted. You'd be blasted over the landline.
Yeah. But I never would. But, like, yeah, nah, because at that time, like, in my early teenage years, I didn't really have many white friends. So that was just the only, like, words I would hear. And then, yeah, I let it slip a couple times. And then you got to look at them for confirmation.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I say, and I'm like.
Yeah, because they give you that.
And they give me the nod.
Right, right.
Yeah. I feel like this is not a good thing to say. I feel like I'm going to get canceled before I even start.
No.
Damn.
You're Puerto Rican. That's like an eighth of a percent.
And in New York, they still say it.
What do you mean?
Like, all like the Puerto Ricans and Dominicans in New York, like, they be saying that shit.
That's
nobody cares.
That's the thing about Dominicans, though. Like, they don't want to be called black, but they'll say the N-word like it's nothing. Like, I know black, puppy. I know black.
Yeah, but like nobody cares in New York. That's the thing.
Right.
Actually,
unless you're white and you say it, because then they'll get all angry. I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah. But yeah, nah. I stopped saying that shit years ago because times started changing, and then I started getting more educated, and I was like, yeah, nah, I probably shouldn't be saying this. And here I am. I'm cleansed.
There you go.
Do you forgive me?
I do.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you for bringing this up to me. It makes me feel more comfortable being in this home.
Was that sarcastic?
No.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do you feel more comfortable?
I've never been in your house.
Ah.
Any of your houses.
Really?
I've been outside, never in. And now I'm not. Still not in. I'm like, I'm on the porch.
Is that racist?
No, maybe. What other black people have been in your house?
Damn.
Unless you're a friendist.
I don't bring any friends in my house, really.
Okay.
Unless they're women. But those days are over.
More or less.
They're over. But my older sister's friends, older brother's friends, yeah.
Well, your oldest sister?
Mm-hmm. Or brother
wait,
now.
It's my name. Brother now. What's the name again?
Was Alyssa.
Okay, I remember Alyssa.
Now it's Alessandro.
Alessandro, okay, okay, yep. Okay.
Oh, and Lexi's friends, yeah. None of my friends, really. Because I don't usually bring friends to the house, just in general.
I never did. I was always the I want to go to your house kind of kid.
I went to your house once to pee.
Right, I remember this. Yeah.
And then I walked up like 3 floors to go to the bathroom.
Yeah?
Yep.
You didn't have to. There was one downstairs, just occupado.
Ah, yeah. Let the dogs air out a little bit next to the computer. I just use my Dr. Squatch soap. I feel so clean.
Dr. Squatch?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Wouldn't recommend.
What?
I wouldn't recommend.
Dr. Squatch?
Yeah.
Why not?
I did recommend it before because of the scents and because it's all organic.
But does it lather?
It lathers pretty nice. Fat ass bar of soap, and it's a perfect square.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does not last long.
Really?
Bro, I used the bar for a week. Every day for a week. Mm-hmm. It's in pieces.
Wow.
It's thin as hell. And it's in like four pieces right now. So
Don't
I had
they
to pick
like $30?
Like $7 a bar. Yeah, so that's I had to pick up all the little pieces. I use one section for my torso. I use another section for my butts and balls and my penis. I use, and then like one for both of my arms and my legs.
You hear about the Henny soap?
Yeah.
$77?
Yep.
Not a chance.
Yeah, but he was giving off Harvey J. He was giving out discount codes, 50% off.
I don't know what's been going on with him, but like every day there's something wrong. Like, people just be killing him underneath his posts.
Yeah, but he's... All right. Not saying I would never buy a robe. I just don't got it like that. So, for a robe, that's mad money.
Right.
Way too much money for me. I would love to buy one. Do I think it's worth $777 or $1,111 for a robe? No.
Absolutely not.
But if I got it like that, I'd buy one. Look comfy.
You could probably get the same quality at Kohl's.
Kohl's?
Maybe. My mom got me a pretty nice robe from Kohl's a while back.
I had a robe. It's in Alabama.
Is it really?
Yeah. Remember my white ex?
The first one? Oh, we're going to call her Redacted.
We're not saying the name. I hope she's good, though. No hard feelings.
Is she in the military?
Yeah.
Probably dead.
She's very much alive. But yeah, probably it was my fault anyways, so there's no hard feelings towards her. Anyways, yeah, she has my robe.
But we won't get into that.
Yeah, she has my robe and my Nike windbreaker that my other ex bought me.
Do you think the next man's wearing that same robe?
No, because it has my name on it.
What if that's his name? Hey. And she gave it to him as a gift.
Oh. It's a Nautica robe, too.
So it's quality.
Yeah, bro. She probably doesn't have it. I'm going to go ahead and guess that she burned it or something or threw it away.
That's real white, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Probably witchcraft.
White people have a bonfire with their ex's belongings. Puerto Ricans, what do? Vandalize cars?
Yeah.
Stab things?
It's not necessarily Puerto Rican. It's mostly like Hispanic in general.
Anybody with some sort of ethnicity... Anybody who's not white, stab shoes, cut things up, throw clothes outside, not even in a bag, just all over the yard, vandalize cars. That one girl that tried to set the car on fire and then just toasted her face.
Blew herself up.
Yep, toasted her face.
Oh,
that was funny.
Man, that was funny.
Yeah. What else? What's another way? Just beat the shit out of them, to be honest.
Sometimes. Depending on... Well, a lot of other ethnicities do that, too. Back in the 50s, I guess beating your wife was, like, in.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Just, I guess... I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I mean...
Wait, so... Wow. So, misogynistic, right? And men were... White men were abusive back then?
Yeah. White men were... Well, I mean... I feel like back then, black men just... wanted to live life.
They were chilling, bro.
But white men used to get drunk and then beat the brakes off of their wife.
Really?
For being a stay-at-home wife.
I didn't know that.
Women didn't really work back then. Not that they couldn't. They just... That was the norm. Like, they didn't work.
I didn't know that.
Right?
I didn't know that.
They used to whoop on them.
I didn't know that, bro. I'm glad I wasn't alive back then.
Yeah, me too. My girlfriend would be in trouble.
All right. I feel that. No, I don't.
I mean, you can't just not. I mean, you can be the only husband that doesn't beat their wife.
Look fucking weird.
Yeah, you tell your wife to do something, she says no in front of your friends. Like, no, it's
like
pound time.
And if you don't do it, you just look mad, submissive, and breedable.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure your wife would like leave you if you didn't. Like. You know, they test you, but you're not going to do anything, and then you don't, and you're like, damn, she's right.
I'm glad times changed.
Right.
Because that's nasty.
Right.
Like, how you love somebody, and then you hit them.
Not only just hit them.
Degrade them.
Yeah.
Belittle them.
to the max too.
Treat them like objects.
You want to hear some other shit, man?
All right, no names. In Japan. Oh, okay.
No. In Japan, if a man cheated on their spouse or girlfriend or wife or whatever it is, the woman would go into depression, like suicidal, like full-fledged depression, try to kill herself because she would think that since her husband cheated on her, then she's not worthy and she's not like worth. She could be the best trophy wife ever, but if he cheats on her, she'll think it's her fault. She's
lacking something.
Yeah. And she'll want to do something to herself, self-harm.
I have an opinion on cheating. This might not go well with some people. Because I think like 54% of my listeners are women, female.
There you go.
It says female on the analytics.
Mm.
It's not, you know, whatever. Anyways, cheating is not good. Cheating is not good. Do you think you can cheat on somebody and still love them? Do you think cheating means you don't love them?
Because
that's a heavy topic.
Do you think that cheating means you don't love them?
Yes. Cheating, and by that I mean like...
How about this?
Like just sex.
I would say that if you cheated, that means you're not... Excuse me. I would mean that you're not in love with them. Because like you love your mom, but like...
What is the difference?
What do you mean?
What is the difference between being in love? Loving someone and being in love? I never understood that.
Okay. So... You love your mom.
Yeah.
Do you love the same way you love your girl? Exactly. Now, if you're not going to tongue kiss your mom, unless you're
weird
and very white.
Mm-hmm.
Like Minnesota white. That's a different kind of white.
Yeah. Mississippi.
White's a scary white.
Mm. New Hampshire white.
Can you believe that they didn't celebrate Martin Luther King Day until like 2002?
Really?
That's some bullshit.
When did I'm back on the topic of cheating.
Yes, yes, yes. In love.
Not to brush off, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Rest in peace, I'm okay.
Rest in peace. I love you. But I'm not in love with you. All right. So, I guess cheating is different to everybody. I learned that. Some relationships have boundaries. Like, if I, called another girl cute, in some relationships that could be cheating,
right?
But in some relationships it's like, all right, as long as you don't touch her, you know what I mean? Like, to some people cheating is just physical, to some people cheating is emotional and verbal.
Some are both.
Yeah, I feel like those are boundaries you got to set in the beginning,
right?
But usually it's just kind of like an unspoken thing. You just kind of know, like, all right, I got a girlfriend, I shouldn't be doing this. You know,
some of it has to do with maturity too.
Maturity?
Yeah. Like if you're like what, in high school, you don't know what love is.
Yeah, I hugged another girl in fifth grade and my girlfriend broke up with me because she said I cheated on her.
Oh man.
Yeah. I was in fifth grade. I didn't hug a fifth grader, by the way. Set the record straight. Yeah. No, it's crazy. Hugs meant a lot back then because we couldn't fuck.
I don't even think I knew what it was. I mean, I'm pretty sure I knew what it was. I just knew it was completely off the table.
Hugging?
No.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I think is weird? Those people that say they lost their virginity in preschool.
Yeah, wildin'.
You ever encounter those people?
Yeah, I have. I'm thinking of one in my head. No, you didn't.
You didn't, bro.
Unless it was your uncle.
Hey, yo.
Oh, maybe that.
We should. I feel like we. Should we make.
Maybe jokes? That's why they say that.
No. All right.
It's very possible.
Or those people that say they were like 10 years old and, you know, they fucked somebody that was like 30. No, you didn't. And honestly, if that did happen.
She goes to a different school.
Yeah, she's a college professor. Yeah, no, if that did happen to you, I'm actually really sorry because that's not good.
It's not something to brag about.
Yeah, you were used. You were
100% by molested. A grown adult.
Yes, that's no, and I'm actually sorry, sincerely. Not even a joke. But yeah, nah, those people. You know my favorite? White girl, not actually my favorite, but
okay.
White girls who have brothers, right? And try to get tough with like a guy or something, or like me or whatever.
So like you're, say if your girlfriend had a brother and she was white.
Not all right. So those girls that like try to look way tougher than they are.
Oh, okay.
And say, I have brothers and I beat them up and they cried.
Oh,
and whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try
yeah,
to act
yeah,
like they
yeah,
beat
yeah.
their brother's ass.
Yeah. Again, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. And honestly, I don't want to just like talk about one group and like, because honestly, the cancellation thing again, I feel like I get canceled before I started by somebody. But like, no, you didn't. Like, you don't just beat dudes up all the time for no reason.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's not possible, because there's plenty of dudes that would get their ass beat.
There was like two or three girls in Middleton High that I think could really take on anyone.
A couple that could beat my ass, I know that. Fucking girl at work, she flexed her muscle at me, and I looked at mine. I was like, I think you could beat the shit out of me. And she probably could.
Yeah, muscles don't really mean anything though. Like,
yeah.
Does she know how to punch? Or does she do like that?
She punched
arm
me
up and
the hammer
helicopter arm. Yeah.
She punched Connor, left a bruise.
Really?
Yeah, he said it was like a 9 out of 10.
I don't think Connor has,
well,
like, his toughness is on 0.
Yeah. Sorry,
fuck
Connor.
Fuck Connor.
He's on his pod. He's going to hear this.
Pod beef.
He's,
fuck Connor.
Oh, shit. Damn, I'm like in the middle now. Whatever. But yeah, nah, she could punch. But nah, there's definitely girls that could beat my ass. Plenty of people could beat my ass, to be honest. I haven't lost one, but there was one where I definitely got my ass beat. And I felt that shit. And yeah. If I didn't have the endurance at that time, I would have died. But it's fine.
I remember back when Redacted was a thing. Mm-hmm. That there's this one kid that had that that golf and came up to you and was like talking to you, and I had just gotten off my shift and I went home and grabbed my on the moped, little putt putt, and I
bro.
Came back with fighting clothes ready to beat that motherfucker's ass.
Bro, I really almost did. But I like,
he was like, he was built like a 2x4.
Bro, I was like, I grew up real quick in like 30 seconds. I was like, in my head, I was like, all right, I'm at work right now.
Yeah, but at that time, Duncan, you were never really at work.
Yeah, but
not
like,
you personally, just wasn't work.
Yeah, I was like, I'm at work, and is this even worth it? To be honest, it's just, it wasn't nothing crazy, but it was the principle to me. But
true.
I don't know, man. But I'm glad I didn't do it. Not worth it, really. Like, why fight over a girl, to be honest?
True.
Because not like she was showing any interest, you know what I mean? It's like, but, you know, if a girl shows interest in another guy.
And she's your girl?
Yeah, and she's your girl.
Okay.
It's like, why would you beat the guy's ass?
True.
I mean, don't beat your girl's ass, but like,
unless you're in the 50s.
In the 50s. But like, just leave. You know? No point in fighting somebody.
Right.
They didn't change her mind. That's something she would have done anyways.
What about if it's an ex?
If it's an ex...
That can, like, yeah, like an ex, not like a 2-month ex.
They got their ways of weaseling themselves into the feelings,
they
I think. Because they know the soft spots. And they get in there, man. I don't know. If she's strong enough to not, you know,
bite.
Show and take the bait, yeah.
Right.
Then I don't see an issue. You know, I've grown up a little bit too, and like, you could be friends with your ex. I'm friends with a couple of my exes, and there's no hard feelings. I mean, I do think I'm still a little bit fucked up from some things that I didn't realize, but like, you know, it's no issue now. Yeah, I don't see an issue in being friends with your ex. If you guys grew past it, you know, had understanding about it. Yeah, nah, that's fine. Can you say it again?
Nigga.
Thank you. Whew, that felt good. That felt good. One more?
Nigga.
Why you put emphasis on the A that time?
Sometimes you just gotta, I mean, it depends.
See, back depends when I used to say it, I had a little bit more of a, I don't want to say a ghetto accent, but I didn't sound like my name was Joseph. You know?
Yeah. I remember you saying it. You used to say it when I worked at Dunkin'.
Yeah.
And then your argument used to be, I'm Puerto Rican. That's the same thing.
No.
Yes, you did.
No,
I yes, you did. You used to say you could say it because you're like association. You could say it by association.
Yeah. Because, yeah, my whole, not this household, but my whole family is black and Puerto Rican. So that was probably my argument.
Mm. Ignorance. Did they say it?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, because they're all half black, half Puerto Rican. Half black, half Puerto Rican. But I used to say it with like an I at the end.
Niggy.
Like it was because the accent that I had back then. It was just the dialect, the area, you know, in which I came up from. You know, like if I told people now, like, you know, I grew up in the projects. I grew up in the ghetto. They're like, no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't. There's no way. Yeah, bro. I did. I did. The real ones know. But whatever. And then some, you know, some of that stuff still sticks with me. Like, I feel like when I argue, you know, I like when
you can take the nigga out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the nigga.
Something like that. You know how, like, when, like, Spanish girls, like, get mad, they start arguing, and then the accent gets real deep.
Mm-hmm. It gets thick.
Mm-hmm. That
shit gets me going.
That's like what it is for me. Like if I'm like just going in on somebody, if I'm arguing, if I'm mad, then it sounds like that.
Right.
Yeah.
My girl, she would get mad and she would like, you know, we'd argue, every couple argues and ain't ashamed.
Yep.
But when her accent thickens, it goes from whatever topic it is to like just take them off.
Yeah, bro. It's
something about that accent that just
gets you.
Yeah.
Do I have 2 missed calls? $500? No. Scam likely. I always get those calls.
Me too.
Speaking
of scam likely, the extended warranty people, they're getting smart.
I haven't gotten one.
I got a Middletown. It said Middletown CT when they called me.
Oh, okay. They know their audience.
Yeah, they do.
I've been getting dealer processing services.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary because you have a car from a dealership. I don't. So I know damn well they're lying.
Yeah. But, like, it is not scary because you could tell it's automated.
Mm.
And it doesn't even sound. It sounds like they recorded it 20 years ago and been holding on and waiting for this moment. Waiting for the moment that they could reach the masses. Everybody. It's just so weird how everybody gets the same calls.
Right.
Like, do they just go on the computer and just type in random numbers?
I'm going to type it in. I think they, because, like, you know, there's white pages and yellow pages. I'm sure they just, like, scan that to a computer and just they all call down a list.
But
it's
like,
a robot, you know?
So do you think it's like a, so you think it's like a robot, like they set up some sort of algorithm and
some software
shit
that'll just ring, and then until someone actually does like press whatever number or stays on the line, then it'll go to.
You think it goes
Brian?
So like, yeah, I was wondering, like, did you think that they had like a person sitting in there and just dialing these numbers?
I wouldn't doubt it.
How much you think they pay them? Because there's no way they make money.
Maybe yo. I bet you it's probably, well, depending on what they do, because obviously some people, if it's for your own car's warranty, they'll probably make you pay $500 and you'll probably get, like, what's the word?
Scammed?
No. When you sell a car, you get, or when you sell a house, what is it? It's not compensation. Dang.
Reimbursement?
No. Like, if you were a dealer,
yeah,
and then I sold you a car. the dealership would get X amount of percentage, and you would get an X amount of percentage.
Oh, damn, what the fuck is the word?
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like
right there, bro.
I think it starts with a C. Commission. 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 Yeah, they probably get commission on top of like $3 an hour, because I can't imagine.
You know, so I also have another opinion about like big companies, big corporations, making people work in like other countries.
Right.
Like call centers and shit. Mm-hmm. Like they're in different countries.
Those I hate it.
I know, because I can't always understand. You know, I don't
have a problem. That is the biggest issue.
I don't have a problem with an accent at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes I really can't understand, especially when I'm trying to do something, like, with my phone bill or some shit. When it comes to money, I need to understand.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I need to understand. But those countries' wages, I believe, are way lower.
100%. That's why they go there.
So it's not like, you know, those companies are paying them a non-living wage. Mm-mm. Compared to us making $13 an hour minimum, and they're making like $5 an hour.
In Tennessee, I think minimum wage is like $7 or $8.
I think like the federal minimum is like around like $8
now. It's $7.25, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. You know, you're making jobs in these places, and a lot of people are going to work at them, and they're making a decent wage for where they are.
For their hut. Oh, that's mean.
I feel like that's racist. Mean.
It was a little racist.
Damn.
I said that without even thinking, so that was definitely the Caucasian side.
Damn.
It happens. Yeah.
But it's not a bad thing.
Sometimes I catch myself using the ER.
And like, all right, so child working. Children working. Let them work, bro. Because
as long as they're not. What was that book? You ever read that book in middle school about the kid making the rugs?
No.
Oh, man. I didn't read.
Different laws in different countries. Not mm-hmm. every country has to work out the same laws that the U.S. does just because it's a U.S. company.
I noticed that.
You know, like, if fucking Nike has, like, 12-year-old kids making windbreakers, they're paying them.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're getting paid.
It might be, like, a cent, but they're getting paid.
That's a lot of money at 12 years old. When I was 12 years old, bro, $10 was, like, $1,000 to me.
I remember when it was my birthday in middle school. I was in Woodrow.
Yep.
It was like four people that stayed after school, and I wanted to be friends with them so bad. So I don't know. I was a weird kid. So I told them.
You had a buzz cut for mad long.
I did have a. Yo, it would always go from pure untamed fro, like right now, mm-hmm. to buzz cut, baldy.
All the time.
Smack. Yes.
Just straight scalp. Anyway, so the people you want to be friends with?
Yes, I had gotten, my birthday just passed. I had like probably, $60 from birthday money. Broke ass motherfuckers.
Mm.
And I took them all to KFC, and I was like, yeah, buy whatever you want. I got money.
They went through that whole 60?
The whole 60 was gone.
Just because they weren't your friends afterward?
They were not my friends. Well, actually, that's a lie. One of them was my friends. Keenan. I was going to say your last name. Government's out here. Keenan.
Yeah, so, but were they ever your friends to begin with, or were you trying to win their love?
Keenan always used to come to Bacon Ave, used to play football with everybody.
Bacon. You know, Bacon I lived right Ave. There, never even been down there. Well, I've been down there, but not like when I lived there.
Really?
Yeah.
My grandma lived there.
I was always at McDonald's.
Dang. I miss going. I don't understand it. I lived on Grand Street, and they sent me to move to school. Why?
I lived on Grand Street, too. I was in elementary school at the time, though.
I lived on Spring Street. I was at McDonough. I moved to Grand Street. And Moody School needs more diversity.
That's weird.
That's what they said to my mom, bro. They said they wrote her in an email saying Moody School needs more diverse students.
But it's not.
I mean, think about it. All Moody School on that side of town, that's
the woods.
That's 300K white.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not their fault that the area is mostly white.
I'm sure they kept it that way.
Like, why do they have to be diverse? I don't know.
I was the only black kid in my fifth grade class. Until, like, the end of the year when two other black kids came. Or black men.
I went to boys. Spencer.
See, why? I literally had to pass Spencer and pass McDonough.
And Lawrence.
To go to school.
Wait, no.
No.
Lawrence was a little farther out.
A little to the right, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I went to Spencer. And then when I was in New Britain, I went to De Loretto and Vance. They sent us in New Britain. The way they did it, you were in that same class all the way up, like through fifth grade.
Really?
Yeah, like the kids I went in kindergarten with, we were all in the same class for, you know, kindergarten, first, second, third. A couple people got moved, but like everybody was the same.
I was a bad kid. I was. I think.
I was. Yeah.
I stapled somebody's arm.
I stapled myself.
I stapled a kid's arm because I was mad. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
Also, I had ADHD that was uncontrollable. So
yeah, me too.
Don't judge.
I had a 504 plan. Yeah. Oh, sorry. You're good. Did you have a 504 plan?
I did.
Me too.
I did.
Yeah, bro.
They had me on Adderall.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How many meds were you on for ADHD?
Three.
Which ones?
Adderall, Strattera, and one more. I can't remember the name
Concerta.
Of it. Concerta, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, my Adderall. Mom told me that I was drawing at 3 a.m. on the walls. At the age of 8, by the way. I know better.
Grow up.
I was just doing it.
Bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, apparently I drew SpongeBob on the wall when I was like 2 years old. Yeah.
That's good, though. 2 years old drawing SpongeBob? Shit.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, it is.
Square.
You ever try to draw? Oh, yeah.
Dick nose. Two True. Eyes.
Did yeah. you make it 3D? Or did you just to the left?
Probably not. I was two. I don't know, but shit.
Well, we know why you're not an artist.
SpongeBob. I was a big fan, man.
Me too. I love the movie.
The OG one.
Yeah.
Now they're getting weird with these like 3D ones.
Yeah.
Just stick to your roots, bro.
Right. Like the IRL.
Yeah. Live action. No. Yeah. Mm-mm. Don't forget where you came from, bro.
Do I remember I always wanted to be Larry.
Larry was such buff. A cool lobster, bro.
Yeah, he was. He was the dopest lobster with chicken arms.
He was cool, man. Real cool guy. That was a good swing.
They power hit that was a damn good swing. Balls.
Yeah.
You ever just want to go up there and really just crush one? Is there like
I've never actually hit a golf ball.
Me neither. I want you. Want to go golfing?
I just want to drive the golf cart.
Me too.
Yeah.
I do want to fuck around with a golf cart.
Yeah.
I know they're incredibly slow.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, the meds. Strattera, Concerta, Adderall. What else was there? I was on like a lot of them. Strattera, Concerta, Adderall, Vyvanse. I was on Vyvanse.
Vyvanse.
Yeah. And then, you know, anxiety and depression meds as well. I stopped all that when I was like 16. No way.
Yeah, no, I cut that out. And when I got into 7th and 8th grade, I just did not go to the nurse's office to take it.
They
tried to get me.
They used to send you to the nurse's office.
They used to send me. I used to walk around the school because I was not going to that damn nurse's office.
Yep. I remember elementary school, they would send me to the nurse's office to take it at like a certain time every day. That's crazy. They used to keep us in school for 7 hours. That's a shift.
Crazy.
That's a shift.
Never got paid for that.
Imagine if we was getting paid for that. Tuh. Shaking my head, bro. I would have bought hella crayons.
I'm saying.
All right.
Hold on. Did you ever, like, were you one of the kids that had to have Crayola and not, like, Rose Art?
Or with the sharpener?
The other off-brand? Yes, bro. The 64-pack.
Nah, we never even had it like that, but I definitely wouldn't fuck with no Rose Art, bro.
Mm-mm.
No way.
Cheap-ass fucking crayons.
Right. Hell nah. Can't even sharpen them shits.
I remember.
Colored pencils were in. Are you looking at my feet?
No.
I was looking at what you were doing. You got nice feet for a guy? Normal.
No comment.
So is that a no?
I don't know. I can't see. It's just a side profile. Yeah, don't slap it.
Bro, for a guy, how are my feet?
Their feet.
Do they look suckable?
No.
You suck toes?
No.
I don't either, but I'm not opposed to it. But, like, you can't touch the ground after you get out the shower. So mm-mm. It's kind of like you're not getting your toes sucked. Unless I carry you from the shower to the bed, you're not getting your toes sucked. Because if you touch that ground with your bare feet, I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm.
Nope. All right, so what if she just got, like, a fresh-ass pedicure? Yep. White toenails, like, painted white.
Like, it's fresh?
fresh. Just probably got out the shower too, so the you know the taste of nail polish is washed off. And she was like, "Mimi, can you suck my toes?" What are you doing?
I'm not sucking toes. I don't think so. It's not like Oh, I don't know.
But you eat. It has
to be in the moment.
Do you eat ass?
I would. Have I? No.
You haven't?
No.
All these years?
5 years, bro.
I've eaten like 5 asses.
That's not okay.
Why? I have a very specific rule set, though. Very specific.
Like?
Got to be shaved.
Okay.
I don't care if a puss has hair on it.
I can't.
I don't care if a puss has hair on it, to be honest. Neither. But your butthole? Clean. So, shaved within 30 minutes after the shower.
Okay.
Can't have farted. Cannot have shitted 6 hours prior.
6 hours prior? Well, they just lie.
They wouldn't lie to me.
You would know.
I would know.
Yeah.
I could taste it. You can't have one in the chamber.
True.
Because if I'm feeling a little nasty and I want to spread the cheeks a little bit, you know what I mean? It goes like another like 3 millimeters in.
Right.
And then we're getting real close to the danger zone.
Correct.
So
that's what I'm afraid of, honestly. I feel like that's just one day it's just going to...
You want to hear something about a butt?
Go for it.
Years ago, I was in the shower doing it. I was like 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Had my finger in the butt. You know what was in there?
No.
You know what was in
no.
there,
no. You're lying.
There was a nugget.
Oh, God.
It was solid, though. You know what I mean? It didn't break on impact.
That's the... What? That means it's been there for a while.
Or just not a healthy diet. Which I'm going to go ahead and say the unhealthy diet. But so I... Finger in the butt.
Did you feel it?
Yep.
Felt the ball?
Yeah. And I have a confession.
Did you pull it out?
My finger or the nugget?
The nugget.
I have a confession.
What?
I didn't stop.
Oh, my God.
I kept it in there. And I almost pulled it out. My index finger was hooked around the top end of it. And I didn't want to let go.
Oh, my God.
And in my head, I was like, this is absolutely disgusting.
You should have said it out loud.
I was like, this is disgusting. I need to stop.
Ooh. And you just didn't stop?
But my hormones were like, nah, keep going. You know?
Because if you stop, she's going to know why.
If I stop.
I'm sure she felt it. There's no way she didn't feel you pushing around a little fucking ball bearing.
Yeah. So I kept going. I got the job done. Rinsed my finger and washed it with body wash before I even like touched anything else.
Fucking put it on a belt sander and just the whole section of skin.
Sand it down real quick. Just to make sure. But yeah. That was my confession.
There you go.
Yeah. You got anything like that?
Let's
get to know each other.
Let's see.
Let's get weird. Wow, you're really thinking, huh?
Yeah, I'm digging deep because like some stuff's more vanilla than anything, so I'm trying to get a good one.
Before you continue, can you say it real quick?
Nigga.
Thank you. All right, go ahead.
I don't like that one. Let's get another one. I'm gonna add some flavor to this one. Nigga.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's like the Mississippi type of nigga.
I like that one. I like that one. I want to go to the South where they just donk any car.
Right.
I like that. I don't actually like it. I don't like the concept. But I like that they do it.
There you go.
Yeah. And I want to see it. I want to see if it's actually uncomfortable to ride in. Because the tires are like thinner than a bike tire.
Right.
Damn or the sidewalls are.
There's one by Napa if you ever want to see it. Right across the street from Napa.
It just sits there all the time? It
sits there all the time.
Is it an old like Chevy?
25-inch rims.
Ooh.
I never really paid attention to what it was. I just know that it's a damn donk.
I like that.
They always have, like, the biggest fucking sound system.
I like when they do it to cars that really shouldn't be. Like not Camaros, a 70s or 80s car. Like a
new Camaro.
Like new
I've
shit.
I've seen them so much. I've seen like so a new many Nissan, new Camaro. Bro. Yeah.
Fucking Nissan Murano. I've seen that shit. Oh, your story. You got any stories? Did you think
so? I don't think so.
Man, I've done some weird shit.
I know.
Yeah. What? Honestly, I can't. I feel like I've said all of this shit before. Not on the podcast, just in general. So what are you doing after this?
After the podcast?
Yeah.
I don't have anything planned.
Word. I'm not asking you to hang out because I got shit to do.
I figured.
Yeah. I just had, you know, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Have you been doing anything recently with, you know, like videos, like recording and shit?
No, because I broke my monitor. And because I didn't actually, no, pause. Is it because John's in Cali? My monitor. What?
Is it because John's in Cali?
No.
I miss him.
I do too.
We were never, we used to be closer in like middle school, early high school, played Xbox together like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got famous on me. He's Hollywood now.
He's a little Hollywood, but, you know, he's a different person. I'll give you that. A little bit different. He doesn't play nearly as much games, which is more, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, he's doing good, though, I think.
He is.
I mean, he can afford to live in Cali.
From what I've heard, Cali's not too much more than Connecticut.
Well, the wages are higher. My guy Jordan was out there for, like, that's the right, winter. Yeah. Yeah, he was making like $18 an hour in a coffee shop.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. So he stacked some bread and then came back to Connecticut. So, Cali make money.
There you go.
I got a friend that was like a manager in a certain section at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
$100K a year.
I feel like Costco just pays well regardless.
$100K a year working in like the produce at Costco. Damn, he also worked hella hours, but like $100K? I work 60 hours a week for $100K a year.
Do you know the Costco hack?
What?
That if you know, if you don't want to purchase a membership, just buy something online and go in to return it.
What do you mean?
Like you can, like it's Costco, you're supposed to have a membership.
Oh, to even like get in?
I think so. I've never been to Costco.
Because I know like BJ's, pause, they check your card.
Really?
When you go in there sometimes. Mm. Not everybody, but sometimes. I feel like they racially profile though.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, you could go in there, no problem. I couldn't.
Yeah. They think something's up. You got anything else you want to say? We're almost at an hour.
Damn, already?
Yeah, bro. 53 minutes almost.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. This is a pretty good one. It's strong. We got to do it again. Fuck Connor Megan. Fuck Connor. Fuck Megan.
Okay.
Just kidding. Would you come back?
He winked.
Damn. Would you come back?
What?
Would you want to do this again?
Yeah, why not?
Word. We'll do it again sometime. I have to get better with scheduling. I'm not good at it.
It's hard when it's your second thing to do, you know? Like, if obviously, if you were doing this full time and making hella bread off of it, you could
make I make no whatever. Money. You know how much money I made so far?
How much?
$1.47.
That's not bad, though. And that's what bad. You're not, just, all you're doing is using your free time.
Yeah,
it's
well,
not like you have a second job.
Yeah, the thing is though, I start school in 2 weeks.
Ooh, that's right.
So I'm gonna have school, right. Work, podcast.
Where you start? Where to school? Where is where?
What?
Where are you going to school?
Port and Chester.
Oh, there you go. For what?
Automotive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing that again.
Good. Stick with it.
Yeah, hopefully I make good money and my student loans aren't $500 a month. They wouldn't approve me for the whole loan. So my mom had to get a loan in her name, and I'm surprised she was accepted. And since we don't really got it like that, I got to pay her a loan. I mean, it's for me, but, like, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, you know?
I guess. Unfortunately, I'm not privileged. I don't come from wealth in the slightest bit.
Imagine.
Bro, I heard somebody today, a nice-ass car, same as me, just the next model up, which is top of the line. Mine is a step below top of the line. He was like, yeah, my parents put the down payment on it, $4,000. I'm like, I don't even think this household combined has a total of $4,000.
Generational wealth, man.
All four people in here, I don't think we even have a combined $4,000. Yeah, so when I went to school the first time, I had to drop out because I had no financial support from anybody. Yeah, I couldn't afford to live there on my own. It was a state away. I was in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So I was there for 2 days, did some math, and I was like, yeah, no, I can't afford this. So I dropped out and I came back. And now that I'm back at my parents' house, I'm going to take advantage of it and go to school while I don't have a lot of rent to pay. Yeah, and it's only a year program. So I'm really hoping I can do it. I got to get my money's worth because I'm paying for it. So, yeah, I got to pay off the whole, like, $35,000. I got a grant because I was Puerto Rican.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, it has its perks. It was only $1,000. But whatever. You know. So, yeah, I got to pay that, which is very unfortunate for me. And if you come from wealth or you have a family that is better off, definitely take advantage of that. Go to school or something. But don't brag.
Oh, my God.
Don't rub it in people's faces when you got this fancy car that your parents put a big-ass down payment on for you.
Plus, you could it's not even like a flex anymore. Like, your parents bought it.
Like, you could be making the car payments. But if you didn't have to come out your pockets for a down payment, if you didn't have to work for a down payment just to get that car in the first place, if you have a cosigner, if you're on your parents' insurance, if you're on your parents' phone plan, if you don't pay any rent at home, if you don't have any bills in your own name besides a Netflix or another streaming service, don't brag about it. Don't brag about how you got bills to pay. I don't give a fuck if you pay the $60 a month Wi-Fi in your house.
So you pay your phone bill on a phone you did not buy.
Right. Like, your parents are leasing the phone for you. You could pay them $60 a month, whatever. Or if you're on their car insurance, they're like, oh, just give me $100 a month. But that shit made their shit go up like $300 when you got on. Don't brag about it.
Right. And a lot of them don't have jobs. A lot of them, like, parents just give them $200 allowances. I was getting $10.
You got an allowance?
Bro, I got an allowance twice for, like, a year's worth of chores.
My allowance was not getting my ass beat for not doing my chores.
That's true.
Yeah. My That's allowance was like I had dinner.
What's the worst ass whooping you ever received?
I was about 6 years old. Mm. You ever like climb like Spider-Man in a hallway when the walls are like close together? You can put your hands in front of both sides?
Yeah, stick your arms out. Yeah,
Middle of the night for some reason, I was climbing the walls like 2 a.m.
ADHD, bro. It was probably the Adderall.
Yep. My dad came out in the hallway, smacked shit out of me. I fell off the ceiling. I felt like a fly, bro. I was like a bug. Smacked shit out of me.
Can
I
you
fell
uppercut
off.
Slap somebody?
Can you?
I don't know. Like, you slap the bottom of their chin, bro. Yeah. Like,
ugh. Yeah, nah, slapped shit out of me. I fell off the ceiling. Beat my ass. I said, I just have to pee. Then why the fuck was I climbing the walls? There's no toilet up there. So he made me go to the bathroom. I was in there for like 5 seconds. Little ass drop of pee. Smacked me upside my head again. He's like, that's it? I'm like, bro, I'm five, bro. My bladder is like this big. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he didn't stare at me while I peed, by the way. Let's not make it weird.
Just listen to it. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Were you one of the side peers, or did you pee straight down to
the
water?
No, I pee on the side, but I probably not when I was like five.
I didn't every single time. I'm sure there's times where I didn't, but I wanted to be as quiet as possible.
I mean, when I was five, if I peed on the side, it was probably like on the side of the toilet completely.
Really?
I probably didn't even piss in the toilet. I probably peed on the floor so many times. Peed on the seat. You know what I mean? Now I'm courteous. If I do get someone on a seat, I wipe it off. Not in a public restroom.
You would think that every man above the age of 18 would do such a thing. I know. Yeah. Some 18-year-olds.
You'd be surprised, bro.
But, like, at my job, there's nothing but old motherfuckers. I'm the youngest dude there. Everyone else is, like, 30-plus. They all piss on the seats. I don't get it. There's three urinals, and they all choose to piss in the shit stall.
Why?
Why? Why?
Self-conscious. Self-conscious.
No.
It's a bathroom. You know,
my job is terrible.
When I have to take a shit at work, I still do it, bro. I did it years ago, and I still do it now. I take a piece of paper, I write. Before, I used to write out of order and put it on the bathroom before I go in.
Yo, you had me on that, bro. I used to do that at Dunkin' too.
Now I write
it makes so much sense.
Yeah, now I write cleaning. Please use other bathroom. Because some people be like, your bathroom is not working. And then nobody else knows that I put a note on it. So it's like, they're like, it should be working. You know, and then, you know, the old white man come up, jiggle the doorknob and start ripping the door off. You know what I mean? Yep. Trying to break the fucking door down because yep. they have to fucking shit on the walls. Yeah, no, so I just write cleaning. Please use other bathrooms. So they don't even try, you know, and then they don't ask anybody. They think I'm cleaning it. But then I'm in there for a half hour because I shit slow and it's not my fault.
No one should have to rush to shit.
Yeah, nah.
Unless you have a kid.
I need time. I need to focus and shit. So it takes me a long time. I don't have good bowels. I'm not healthy. If anyone wants to give me free medical advice, I'm not paying you. I don't really got it like that. Let me know. Oh, another good swing.
Another good one.
Yeah, so I say cleaning. Please use the other bathroom. Mm. And I take the cleaning supplies. Mm-hmm. I do clean it while I'm in there. I spray the whole toilet. I wipe it all down. I spray it again. Wipe it all down.
No trace.
On top of the seat, on the bottom of the seat, you know, around the back of it. Mm-hmm. I clean it like three times over. And then I put my raw butt cheeks on it. And even then, sometimes I still put toilet paper down on the seat. When I know I'm going to have to shit, if I go into like a Walmart and I'm like, bro, I'm going to have to shit in the next 10 minutes. I have Clorox wipes in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I put one in my pocket. I wipe the seat down before I sit.
Bro.
Bro. Especially with this pandemic shit. Hell no. I'm not getting COVID in my ass.
Mm-mm.
Fuck no.
Imagine. I was always scared. The one like STD I was ever scared herpes. Of. No. Not just herpes.
I'm scared of that one.
No, I mean for public restrooms.
Chlamydia.
Crabs.
Mmm.
I feel like it's a forgotten STD.
It's real.
You don't really heard about crabs anymore. Fucking pubic lice. That is the most disgusting. Imagine.
It's real.
You just got little white crabs.
And like, we're guys, so we got gross. Butt hair.
That's what I'm saying.
That shit's going to crawl into our butts.
Ew. Imagine that. It's a real barking spider.
And then, actually, I can't even say this term anymore. But like, when you scratch your butt, they used to call the kids that do that.
African booty scratcher?
Yeah, bro.
My African-ass father used to say that shit. And he has this dumb-ass African accent. I'm telling you, my family's and they're a damn accent. So that's super Italian.
I don't know why that was ever a term. But then also...
It was from a movie.
Oh.
I don't remember what movie, but it's from a movie.
Well, also, the kids, they used to scratch their butt. They used to call them scratch and sniff.
There was a teacher that used to do that shit.
For real?
Woodrow Wilson. And she was the cooking teacher. On God.
Oh.
She didn't scratch her back, but she scratched her front and used to...
Miss H.
Yes. Nasty bitch.
Damn, she taught us how to make these good ass like no bake cookies. It was like cornflakes with like peanut butter, butterscotch, shit like that. And you just put them in the fridge. Hmm? Them shits was so fire, bro.
No
and
I want cookies them again. They're always fire. It's because they stay soft.
I want them again, bro.
Make them.
I don't know how.
Look it up, bro. We got internet.
Pretty sure it's just cornflakes, butterscotch, peanut butter. And then you just clump it into a ball. Some shit like that. Probably got to melt the butterscotch and like the peanut butter or something. And then, I don't know, like mix it in a bowl of cornflakes maybe. And then just scoop it out onto like wax paper. What is parchment paper?
It's wax paper.
It's
real white. Like how white people will say, I have hair extensions. And if you're of color, it's, I got to weave.
Why do white people get hair extensions?
I don't know.
Like, bro, give it like 5 weeks and that shit's going to grow.
Seriously.
Like, why? Stop cutting it above your shoulders if you want your hair to be long. I don't know.
Mm.
How do you feel about white people with dreads?
I don't feel anything towards it,
it's
honestly.
Mainly just hippies.
Yeah, hippies are cool.
Not my type.
More or less.
Not my type.
Until they talk about, you know, shit they don't know nothing about.
Yeah. You're mad quiet because you're mad far from the mic. You got comfy.
I'm sorry.
And you forgot.
My bad. My bad, nigga.
That's what I'm talking about. Not what I'm talking about, but careful. I almost got caught up. I think... The white people that do have dreads are dirty. I'm not saying dreads are dirty. Just white people dreads are not taken care of.
And I feel like that's because you can see color in their hair. Because, like, mostly when you think of, like, I've never seen a white person that has black hair have dreads. It's always the dirty blondes.
And I think it's the lifestyle that they live is why they're dirty and don't take care of it. That's why.
I can picture the fit, bro. They got some, like, not the real, like, Chuck Taylor Converse. They have the ones that have, like, the arrow and star. And they have
Airwalk.
Airwalk. Yeah. They got some Airwalks on with fucking a drug rug. Mm. Mostly the Rasta one, the green, white.
Yeah, bro. I don't like the white. I feel like I shouldn't be the one saying this. I don't know.
Say it.
I just don't like the white people with dreads that don't take care of themselves. Mm. And they just think. They live off the earth. They're all organic.
The barefoots.
Oh, my God. Disgusting. The dirty bottoms of the feet.
Oh, my God.
Yuck. Ew.
Gross.
Did you know some people don't wash their legs?
I saw that post.
You saw that? That's what I posted?
Yes.
How do you feel about
Absurd.
That?
Absurd.
You wash your legs, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
My poor legs.
How the fuck do you not wash your legs, bro? That's some real stanky leg shit. Like, how the fuck you don't wash your legs? They always pull up articles from doctors and research showing technically you don't have to wash your legs.
They're
because
always
the water,
covered.
Right.
That ass.
Ew, they're up. Always cut. Yeah. The water and soap drips down from the top and cleans it on the way. Scrub
them. No, the fuck it doesn't.
Scrub your legs.
Weirdo.
Fucking weird.
That's the case. Like, you don't have to wash your head because the soap washes down your whole body, right?
Now how the fuck would it get to your head?
I'm saying you would only have to wash your head because the soap's just going to drip down the rest of your body.
Okay, so.
And if you're stepping on the soap, you don't have to wash your feet.
So drying yourself in the shower or out of the shower, right?
I don't do that. I dry myself in the shower.
I do usually. Oh, so okay. What I do, I turn the shower off. I open the curtain thing. I dry myself from head to toe. And then. You know, I dry one leg at a time, step out, dry the other leg, step out, and then I dry myself again.
There you go.
Do you think drying your butt and then still drying your face and head area after is weird?
No, because you're already clean. Because
you just got clean.
Now, how about this? If you were to wash your ass
and then put your hands on your
balls
face
first and then wash your face, is that weird?
I usually start with the torso, and then I move my way down.
It's the comfortable. It's the left side.
I like to feel the chest hair. Yeah, and then I make my way down, and then I rinse, and then I go head to toe.
Are you loofah gang or washcloth?
Usually washcloth. I've never had the luxury of getting a dollar loofah.
Big loofah gang.
Is it worth it?
I think so.
Well, because like with a loofah, can you even use a bar of soap?
Yeah. Yo. The fucking, the little, like, mesh net thing will pull sections of the soap off. So I'm sure you'll go through your soap faster. But, like, it, like, you know, like, if you were to put a cheese grater to cheese, it's like that. Mm. And it stays in there, and as you wash, it re-lathers itself.
Yeah.
It's good juice.
Decent way to end with some, you know, education.
There you go.
Let the people know. Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to shout out? You plug yourself if you want. If you got anything you're working on, any projects, any whatever, trying to get business.
Well, as soon as I get my monitor back, I'm going to start streaming again because I'm freak nasty at Call of Duty and 2K. 2K, not so much anymore, but Call of Duty, I'm dirty.
Really?
Big dirt. I want mad bread off of that game.
Oh, for real?
I would say at least $5,000 within my lifetime.
How?
All the time, bro. I started playing competitive in Black Ops 2, so what, 2011, 2010, or 12?
So is there people that suck that play for money? Like you think
sometimes.
You think I can go on there and win money with my average skill?
If you played by yourself, maybe. Because some people, like you would obviously, they go by, I could play the top person in the world.
So competitive, is competitive skill-based?
No. It's just if someone, playing. Like you can go, like, we used to go against people that were 21-0, and we'd be like 10-30. It's all about you can accept the game no matter what. You can't see their record until you accept the game.
So, do you lose money playing?
Yeah,
or?
Like you would put like.
So there's like a pool. You have to put money in.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it like through an app or a website or something?
A website, multiple websites.
What is it? What do you use?
You can use UMG.
Mm-hmm.
You can use MLG, the classic. Well, game battles, it's not really MLG. But right now, you can use Z-League. If you play Warzone at all, you can use Z-League, and you can put, like, $5 in, and you can win $200. Or there's free ones where you can still win, like, $100.
I've been, I actually haven't been doing it recently, but since sports betting became legal in Connecticut alongside with weed, DraftKings, I was betting on CSGO and Call of Duty and shit. I lost mad money.
Yeah, talk only to like me. 50 I'll tell bucks. You who's going to win. I've been predicting so far.
Oh, you're going to have to bet for me?
Right.
Because you pick a team of like five people and your captain gets like 1.5 times the score or something like that. I already had $25 on there from when Jake Paul fought Nate Robinson.
Yeah. What a fucking shit show.
Yeah, and I tried to bet on it. But then, you know, I put the money on the account and they're like, nah, sports betting's not legal in Connecticut. So I was like, all right.
Nah, you have a VPN?
Nah.
No, you got to get one.
It knows when you're using a VPN.
Really?
Yeah. I even tried to set up a mock. They have DraftKings Casino.
Mm-hmm.
I even tried to set up a mock location and have it in New Jersey. They caught me real quick. They were like, turn off any mock locations, any VPN, blah, blah, blah. I was like, damn, bro. Sorry.
Calm down, bro.
Right?
Like I just moved here.
Like they knew, bro. I saw that swing. I had $25 sitting on the app for almost a year. But it was still there when I signed back in, and it's legal now.
Damn, pull it out.
I only won a total of like $1.50. I got to get back on it, but I have no bread right now. Podcast isn't taking off.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, in yes.
Time. You have to stay patient.
Mm-hmm. So, anything you want to plug once more? Because we're about to wrap it up.
No, we're good for now. We're good for now. I'll save it for another day when I'm set up.
All right, podcast. I will be setting up an Instagram page soon. Don't really have the time to manage one at the moment. Don't really have the funds to pay somebody to manage one at the moment. So it might be a little spotty. Might not be too much content on there. Probably just every single time we post an episode, just share it on there. For now, until I get it, until I get the ball rolling, until I get shit going. Thank you for tuning in. What?
That was white. Get the ball rolling.
Get the ball
that
rolling.
That was white.
Hey, what can I say, man? If you guys want to support, there's the link in the description on every platform. We'll bring you to Anchor, where you can choose to support the podcast monthly with monthly donations, or you can do a one-time donation. You can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That would, I believe, help.
I would, but I use Spotify.
You use Spotify?
Spotify, gang.
You can follow the page on Spotify. Just go on Apple Podcasts and leave a review.
I don't even have the app. I don't even have Apple. I deleted all those apps.
Damn. But, thank you for listening. This is the longest podcast I've done. Hour and 13, bro.
I'm sorry.
No, this is good.
Oh, okay.
Getting better. This means that we have a good chemistry.
Yeah, bounce off of each other.
Yeah, it's a good chemistry. Other podcasts I've done, especially solo podcasts, I struggle to even get it more
than
like.
I can imagine, bro. It's like vlogging, just talking to yourself.
Yeah, it's scary. It's hard, bro. The most I've gone was a little over half hour by myself.
Mm.
And last time I went like 20 minutes and just had to put in a 15-minute clip of me and my mom.
I listened to it.
You did?
Yeah. Oh,
thanks, bro.
That's how I knew about the incest cats.
Incest cats, yeah, that's all, literally all of them here. All right, so thank you for listening, and see you in a week. Wait, how do I stop it?